Conservationists fear koala populations in eastern Australia are declining so rapidly they could disappear entirely from the region by 2050. The alarming statistic is in a new report from the environmental group WWF, which says deforestation is mostly to blame. Catherine Gregory reports.
Australia's iconic mammal, the koala, has long been at risk, and now conservationists are increasingly worried about its future.
The koala, which is doing worse than the global average, where on average globally populations of vertebrates have been declining 13.6% every decade, while the koala's been at 21-22% per decade.
Martin Taylor is a scientist with conservation group WWF Australia, which today released its Living Planet report 2018. Using data from the Zoological Society of London, the report found that the global wildlife numbers have declined by 60% since 1970 because of habitat destruction. And that, Martin Taylor says, is the primary reason why koalas are so vulnerable.
Koalas need forests to feed in and also to live safely in.
The WWF report also reveals eastern Australia is one of the 11 global deforestation hotspots. Australia is the only developed country on that list. Martin Taylor says it's embarrassing, since state governments like Queensland and New South Wales have allowed land clearing mostly for agricultural purposes.
We had a Vegetation Management Act in Queensland with a ban on the Bullard's Grail destruction of habitat, and that was axed by the former Newman government back in 2012-13. Now, just in May of this year, that ban had been restored, but there are also some elements of the Newman legislation that were retained. And in New South Wales, of course, they followed closely in the form the Queensland government's footsteps, and they actually went as far as repealing the Native Vegetation Act last year.
Richard Kingsford, a professor of environmental science at the University of New South Wales, says koalas are affected by urbanisation as well as land clearing.
Look, I think we've made a lot of progress in terms of biodiversity and land clearing over the past two or three decades.
But he's a bit concerned by the New South Wales government's new Biodiversity Act, which replaces the Vegetation Management Act.
Makes a lot of sense to include biodiversity into one act, but I guess the flip side of that was there was a fair bit of relaxing of the land clearing aspects.
Bronwyn Petrie is a farmer near Tenterfield in New South Wales and chair of the Conservation Committee for the New South Wales Farmers Federation. She's also concerned about the declining koala population, but says agriculture is not to blame.
I think habitat loss is certainly an issue. Whenever I'm up in a plane flying to Sydney and I see large areas of complete tree removal replaced by concrete, at least on the farms, the animals still have vegetation.
She says farmers have been working hard to get a balanced approach in the state's new land clearing laws.
We're trying to continue to work with government and getting a better outcome for the environment as well as for the farmers and their farm management.
The New South Wales government points out it has a three-year, $45 million strategy to secure the future of koalas in the wild. It includes conserving land to preserve priority koala habitats. In a statement, the Queensland Environment Minister Leanne Enoch says her government is also working on improving habitat protection.
Catherine Gregory.